W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News
app.
I'm Jim Ryan. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump this morning are at the offices of Special Counsel Jack Smith. That's what sources are telling ABC News as a federal grand jury considers possible charges against Trump connected to efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Another indicator that a recession is not imminent. The gross domestic product increased by a 2.4% annual rate in the second quarter, better than the first quarter and better than expected. That comes after another interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says.
Inflation has moderated somewhat since the middle of last year. Nonetheless, the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go.
With more than 170 million Americans facing high temperatures today, President Biden will discuss protections against the heat. Hunter Biden's plea deal on tax and gun charges fell apart after a federal judge took issue with a provision that protects Biden from future prosecution. The two sides are due back in court in 30 days. This is ABC News. A coup in Western Africa. The military in Niger has ousted the democratically elected president, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
A strong condemnation of any effort to seize power by force and to dispute and disrupt the constitutional order.
Blinken is in New Zealand along with the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team for the World Cup. ABC's Maggie Rooley watched as Team USA played the Netherlands to a 1-1 draw.
The U.S. dominated on the attack, it seemed like, all game long, but they struggled to finish. And after kind of a tough first half, they were down 1-0. They came back. They showed up in the second half, and they had an absolutely beautiful goal, a header by Lindsay Horan off a corner kick. And, you know, we caught up with her just after the game. And you could tell she knew just a gorgeous piece of soccer she had played. She said that second half, she was so proud of the team for the way they rallied. They came back out strong. And she says that's the kind of momentum and the level of play that they hope they can bring into the rest of the World Cup and to their next game against Portugal.
That's ABC's Maggie Rooley. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know.
A missing camper in Manitowoc County has been found. According to the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office, the 67-year-old Sturgeon Bay man was reported missing shortly before 10 p.m. Tuesday night near Point Beach State Park. Deputies were informed that the man had early-stage dementia, was on foot, and did not have a phone with him. After an initial search came up empty, officials called in a drone, canine unit, and extra manpower to search the densely wooded area. The man was found shortly before 2 a.m., disoriented and with minor injuries, for which he was treated and released. A man has been convicted in the 2021 killing of Benzel T. Rose. 23-year-old Julius Freeman has been found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide and armed robbery. He was one of two suspects charged in the homicide of the 26-year-old Rose. Another suspect, 29-year-old Eric Perry, has pled not guilty and will make his next court appearance September 11th. I'm Pete Schwaba for the Talk of Green Bay News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. This is EAA AirVenture Airwaves,
your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Here's Terry Barr.
Did you know the Experimental Aircraft Association's EAA AirVenture covers a lot of ground in Oshkosh, as in 1,600 acres with more than 25 venues? So how do you see it all?
It's as big as you want to make it or as small as you want to make it.
That's Dick Napinski. He works for EAA and says everyone can create their own experience.
With an attendance of 600, there are hundreds of thousands of different expectations of people coming onto these grounds and what they want out of the event. They can try to see everything, or they can spend all their time in the home built area or the warbirds area, or go out to the seaplane base and just spend days out there.
Or relax and feel as if the planes are coming to you when the pilots take to the sky during the daily afternoon air show. EAA runs through July 30th. For Civic Media's EAA AirVenture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head.
Sure.
What would things be made of?
Cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right? So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Are cheese curds more of a fruit?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Do you care about UFOs or UAPs or whatever we're calling them, aliens in general? The truth is out there, but do you care, actually? 844-967-2789. What is your interest level amongst all of the competing headlines and your attention for the stories of the day? Where does yesterday's congressional hearing on UFOs fall? Because it might surprise you that it doesn't have a lot of people's attention, or at least as many as you'd think it would, considering our entertainment that's been dedicated to life beyond. But nevertheless, yesterday, you know, every couple of years we get some new report about a whistleblower or a grainy black ops video of something that looks like a first trimester ultrasound, and are informed that aliens have once again been confirmed to be real. And the latest declaration came yesterday during a congressional UFO hearing, where lawmakers joined the calls for greater transparency during a hearing where three former military officials testified about their encounters with unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Oh, that's what that stands for.
I think it's aerial, or I've also seen an anomalous. I don't know. One of the other.
UAPs. Okay.
UAPs. So I'm hoping that I'm going to say his name. David Grusch, who's a former military intelligence officer, and he was for 14 years in the Air Force and National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, told lawmakers that aliens are real, physically in the government's possession, and obviously being kept a secret. The Pentagon has not confirmed or denied, but in the past they've always denied. And the subcommittee also heard from Ryan Graves, who's a former Navy pilot who's spoken out about UFOs, and David Fravor, who is a retired Navy commander who saw something off the coast in California in 2004 that was captured in the infamous Tic Tac video. And Graves urged more investigation, saying that the aircraft are foreign drones. You know, there's foreign drones, and then it's a national, like the whole thing is basically, is this is a national security problem. And Before we move on to the question, I mean, I did you follow this yesterday? I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Do you care? Is this interesting? 844-96-PARTY. Jane Van Der, do you care? This was happening while we were on air.
Right. I did see some of the testimony. Can I play a little clip?
You can absolutely play a little bit.
Let's take a little listen to some of the hearing. Again, in a public hearing in Congress, this was in public, recorded for consumption. Take a listen.
Do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
You're public.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Jane's just dumbfounded.
Well, first of all, you're in a public hearing. Yes. And therefore saying, well, I can't say that in public. Then why are you here?
Why are you here?
What, you're going to show, you want to draw some stick figures and tell your story that way?
So, yes. So there's a little bit about this is like it kind of ended up being, the hearing itself ended up kind of being a nothing burger as far as, and maybe that's why. But what I was really interested in is kind of how, not under the radar, because obviously we're talking about it today, but where do you think this hearing about aliens and UFOs and someone kind of alluding to under oath in front of Congress that, yes, there are non-human remains in the government's possession, where on the Google Trends for the United States yesterday do you think that story ended up? Jane, if you had to guess, where do you think?
Way in the bottom.
So is that way in the bottom? But as of yesterday, it was sixth.
Sixth.
Sinead O'Connor was first. Mitch McConnell was second.
And we're going to get to that too.
Then we're going to get to both of those. USA versus Netherlands was third. Barcelona was fourth. The crane collapse in New York City was fifth. And then, with about 100,000 searches, the UFO hearing. And it's funny to me because it feels like something that everyone would be captivated by. And we've been captivated by, and we've wondered for
long time.
Centuries, decades, yep. As far as like since space travel became an even like a comprehension of thinking about life outside of Earth. And it just doesn't seem to have captured, more people were like, what happened to Mitch McConnell? Then are there aliens? And I would love to know if you are one of those people or where do you fall on the interest level of this topic? 844-967-2789.
Jack from Merrimack is joining us this morning. Good morning, Jack. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, either UFOs or UAPs or whatever you want to call them, either they're alien in origin or they're not. Either they're weird atmospheric phenomena or they're not. Either they're advanced military aircraft that are being tested or they're not. And there may or may not be aliens, but you know what? None of this ever tried to take over the government of the United States. And that's where Congress really needs to start putting its efforts into. And of course, what they're trying to do is take the attention away from the fact that there were both political and violent coups that tried to take over the government of the United States in January of 2021. And the entire House should be investigating, especially those people who were involved in the fraudulent elector scheme, because that's was intended to sound like a real honest political situation. It wasn't, of course. It was totally unlawful, and not one single Republican is addressing it. And the whole idea, let's just keep this other garbage. I was going to use different words, sorry, in the news, and say impeach Hunter Biden. Oh, excuse me, he's not the president, is he?
So Jack, at least with this topic, though, so are you in the camp? Are you in the camp that you think this UFO story is a distraction?
I absolutely think it is a distraction.
Okay.
The whole purpose of these hearings is to distract us from the reality that we almost lost our government.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Jack.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
And it's interesting because I think for so long there were so many people who felt like the government is keeping this from us and that they have information about alien life forms and UFOs and they're keeping it a secret from the general public. And it's just fascinating to me that there's now more and more people who are, when it's brought up and talked about in public, in a congressional hearing, there are people like Jack, and Jack's not alone, that think that this is distracting us from, this is the distraction
yes.
now. That they're like teasing us with,
shiny
the X-Files.
Shiny thing
and,
over here.
And it's like, let's look at this. Let's talk about this instead. And my brother and I were talking about this, that there's a longstanding theory that when the public support for wars ultimately wanes, which you can probably argue that is happening. I think a lot of people are both on any side of the political spectrum are like kind of over being at war with people, that there was going to be a push for spending, like huge war type spending on space, on like the next war of like outside life forms. And obviously that's super speculative, but I just think this is a perfect example of something that you think would capture people's attention, and it really just didn't.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, I'll be honest with you. I've always taken an interest in this, so that's the nerdy part of side of me, I guess, of things. And the reason why I say that, we've had previous presidents that have talked about it, not at length, but, there's, been some discussion in that. And keep in mind, and I actually have a friend of mine, to be full disclosure, that does a lot of documentaries. He puts a lot of films together for PBS and what have you. And he went out to Area 51, which is highly secretive, and what he encountered there and what he put together was really, really kind of bizarre and interesting all in one. And keep in mind, we had the issue, if people have to remember.
Dave, we got a minute, so.
I'm going to, okay. We had, the Roswell crash in New Mexico many years ago. And initially, it was kind of, it was a big deal, and then it was blown off as just as a weather balloon.
Unfortunately, Dave, we're coming up against a break, so I got to let you go. But thank you for the call, and we're going to keep this going. So if you have thoughts, do you care? Is it a distraction? What do you think about UAPs? 844-967-2789. This is Asgore, Wisconsin.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 90. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 68. 83. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Upper 70s, Saturday and Sunday, with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. Once again, highs reach 90 this afternoon. Lows level off around 68 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 84.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On WGBW.
It's Labor Day. Don't miss it. Don't even be late. It's scholars who tell us that our state fair is the best state fair in our state.
Our state fair.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And the topic at hand is, how much do you care about UFOs, UAPs? Do you think the government is keeping these secrets from us? Or are they now using it as a distraction to keep us from caring and talking about the other things of the day? And I'm asking this because yesterday there was a UFO congressional hearing. And I was pretty surprised when I checked what was trending on Google yesterday to see that it was sixth behind Sinead O'Connor, Mitch McConnell, the World Cup, the crane collapse in New York City, which was terrifying.
Yes,
I don't know
terrible.
If you got to see that video. But I'm just interested to hear from you as far as where do you fall? Are UFOs a secret? Or are they the distraction? 844-967-2789. Jane, you said we had a good text?
We do. John from the Falls checking in. I'd be interested if, honestly, I thought any of it was real. Unfortunately, most of the people called to testify in front of these Republican panels have shown they're only there with an axe to grind or have a way to personally benefit from appearing. I am beyond bored with all of the Republican whistleblowers and experts. Just another diversion to keep the American people from focusing on them taking away our rights and getting richer every day.
And it's interesting because I remember this whole thing made me think of a story that I covered and I talked about at one of our last jobs, Jane. And this was December 2021. And it was a headline that said, NASA used religious experts to predict how humans may react to aliens. Because it was basic. So religious experts have examined how each of the world's major religions may respond to news that intelligent life exists on other planets. And the idea is that if you've, you know, dedicated your life to thinking God has created
all life,
and all of a sudden there's a new form of life, like how much does that challenge your worldview? And, you know, the fact that NASA had invested in this, to me, kind of made me think like there may be proof of this. And, you know, that the fact that they are investing in kind of what the human condition would be like when, if and when they found out there's life beyond Earth. And I don't know. I feel like when we look at the James Webb telescope images, it's hard for me to imagine that like Earth is the only planet that has life on it. Like, I just don't have that much faith that in the ever-expanding universe and universes there's that are out there.
There's lots of space out there.
That it's like, oh yeah, but we're the only ones. And so like, I don't subscribe to that. I have no idea what the proof is, which makes all of this more interesting.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text that same number from the 920. I agree the UFO hearings are likely a distraction. I thought I saw Glenn Grothman was doing some of the questioning, so that probably tells you all you need to know about the validity of this hearing. We have far greater problems than that Congress should be focusing on instead of science fiction. Josh from Oshkosh. And we have Sharky from Racine is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Sharky.
Good morning. I got to thank you for the great Brewer ticket Saturday. We had one of the best times of since 1970, I tell you.
Oh, yay! That's awesome.
So, hey, listen, I'm now retired and older than 50. And I got a chance to do a lot of things, you know, working for the government. And some things I couldn't talk about them until recently, and other things. And the space deal is crazy. It's amazing. Is it an interruption to our daily lives for those who care because they're paying attention? Other people never look up. Okay. So my thought is, if you go to 51, Area 51, it's going to be pretty dull. Secondly, we do have the Space Force thing now, and that was a big trademark for our current president. I'll also tell you though that most of your stuff is going to be top secret. They're secret for a reason, but it's not that it's they're not flying unidentifies. Okay. So with that said, I think it is definitely a distraction, but it's also very important because our safety now is in space. And if you look, you know, if you can write this down, there's the X 37B. People thought that was a UFO. It flies about 60 miles above the Earth. And it was a manned, we had the space shuttles for many years, and now we have unmanned space shuttles that are not occupied by a human being, but from Earth. Now, Area 51 really doesn't even exist anymore. All of their employees go to a new spot. And I want to say it's going to be in Utah, but they get on the bus. I should say bus, but it's actually a 737. And they fly to Utah area. And it's top secret. And they're doing top secret things. And what they're seeing is top secret movements. And the Air Force is obviously up there. And if you talk to a serious Air Force pilot, they'll probably giggle, laugh, and say, can't talk about that. But you're halfway right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Sharky. Thank you, Sharky. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Coming up against the break.
What do you think, Jane? What do you? You're making faces over there. So I'm wondering what you're thinking.
Well, I certainly think that it is the height of egomania to think that we are the only things in multiple universes.
Yes.
And if there is intelligent life, I think the fact that we still haven't met them is more of a reflection on us.
They don't want us.
If they're really not smart, if they're really smart, I think they should stay away. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, like she said, we're coming up against a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the highest trending topics from yesterday, both RIP Sinead O'Connor and also what happened to Mitch McConnell. And we're also going to play a game in the second hour. So I'll introduce the State Fair game for a chance for you to win some State Fair tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer.
5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Could a third criminal indictment loom for former President Donald Trump? Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News his lawyers have arrived at Special Counsel Jack Smith's offices. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
The meeting between lawyers for the former president and the special counsel's office is reminiscent of a similar sit-down that occurred in early June, just days before Trump was indicted in the classified documents case. In the target letter he was most recently sent in the January 6th matter, Trump was offered the opportunity to testify before the grand jury. He declined to appear.
President Biden will speak about actions the federal government is taking to protect people from the heat, as the UN Climate Agency says this month is on pace to be the hottest ever recorded. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is back on Capitol Hill today. He drew concern Wednesday when he froze mid-sentence during a press briefing. The 81-year-old later returned and told reporters he was fine. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A man with a knife was taken into custody after a standoff with police on Green Bay's east side. Green Bay police responded about 5:30 yesterday evening after learning that a man had entered a house with a knife. SWAT was called in, as well as a crisis negotiator. The incident lasted about 3 hours until the man eventually surrendered without incident and was taken into custody. Authorities say one person in the home was injured with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation is ongoing. The driver of one of the vehicles in the fatal crash Friday night in Alloway has been charged. Kelton Snulligan was charged yesterday with multiple violations, including two counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. The crash happened on Webster Avenue in Alloway near the Quick Trip. Luis Rijo Alvarado, the driver of the other car, and Trevor M. Herman were both killed in the crash. Snulligan will appear in court August 18th. I'm Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we wanted to get to what was the number one and number two trending topics yesterday, which was not UFOs, but the number one trending topic was Sinead O'Connor and the fact that she passed yesterday at 56 years old.
Way too young.
Really young. And as of yesterday, had not, and I still don't think they've released the cause of death. But it was interesting because it was like seeing people's reactions, because I feel like I was a little too young to know her impact. Because when she, you know, kind of the moment that arguably defined her career was when she was on SNL.
Yes.
And she ripped up the picture of the Pope, which was about, what, 10 years before Spotlight, case, the Boston Globe Spotlight case, and everyone found out what was happening with the Catholic Church.
Yep.
And she, you know, I don't know if it ruined her career, but she was certainly never welcome back on SNL.
Oh, and she was widely mocked by other pop stars. I just saw a video of Madonna making fun of her.
Back in the night, in during
after,
that period.
After that happened. Yeah, after that happened. And she was a really young woman. I mean,
she was like a child prodigy.
Yeah. And when she came out with Nothing Compares to You, I think she was only 22.
Wow.
And so she skyrocketed and never really wanted that kind of career. She was she considered herself a protest singer.
Oh, that's so fascinating.
Yeah. That really wasn't what she wanted for herself. And she came from a really difficult childhood and said her mother would beat her frequently and was highly religious at the same time. And so, and then she had many, and she was very open about her struggles with mental illness.
Mental health.
And,
yeah.
And then she lost her 17-year-old son to suicide last year. And so it just a tragic.
It is tragic, but she was wildly talented. And it's interesting reflecting on the SNL incident in comparison to what we were talking about yesterday with the 1975 and them going to Malaysia and complain, you know. And it's like, to me, that feels different because I feel like she had stakes.
Oh, yes.
Versus what, you know, what that band did. And also was trying to talk about something that no one else was talking about. And so it actually did need
exposure.
Awareness and exposure. And it took another 10 years before it really happened. So, you know, I think at least reflecting and honoring her for a second, but there was only like over 5 million people were looking her up yesterday.
Well, I certainly hope that she found some long sought after peace.
Absolutely. And then after that comes the question that it feels like every couple months we have to ask, should people in declining health be in public positions of extreme power? 844-967-2789. Because Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell suddenly just stopped speaking during a weekly Republican leadership news conference yesterday. He basically just appeared to freeze, went silent, and then eventually was kind of whisked away. He came back later, said he was fine, made a joke about being sandbagged, which is a callback to when Joe Biden fell because he tripped on a sandbag. But did you see the video?
I did. It's terrifying.
It's kind of terrifying.
And
I, you know, I am no Mitch McConnell fan, but I certainly do not wish ill upon him. But watching that video was like, did he just have a stroke?
That was a question that a lot of people were asking. And I think the Republican colleague who led him away is a doctor.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And I guess what shocked me was that he came back so quickly. For anyone else who's that age, he's what, 82?
81.
81? You'd take him to, you'd have him looked at.
Well,
have a doctor look at him. I mean, if that was a stroke or a TIA or something like that, you need to get that diagnosed quickly so there can be the proper treatment applied.
And I mean, I don't know if it just becomes optics so quickly that like as soon as he felt fine, they're like, you got to get back out there to show that you're fine. Because basically what they summed it up to is he felt lightheaded and he stepped away for a moment. And that's it. But like he also, you know, excuse the bluntness, like he also just looks old. Like,
well, he did not look healthy.
I mean, he doesn't look as unhealthy as Dianne Feinstein. But it just, you know, obviously this raises the question that came up with Dianne Feinstein not too long ago when she was dealing with shingles and brain swelling and whatever, you know, whatever her health issue was that kept her out of work, out of her office, and out of not being able to do her job for over a month.
Oh, more than that. Yeah.
Was it six weeks?
I think it was maybe 2 months.
And, you know, none of these people are going to vote themselves out of a job, but it's hard not to look at this and be like, if we have age limits on how young, like how old you have to be able to run, once again, asking, should we not have at least health limitations or like, you know, I think this is what Nikki Haley is basically running on is like cognitive tests. And I just think yes.
Don't most corporations have mandatory retirement ages? If your CEO gets up to be 70 or 72, isn't that when they say, you know, we'll make you an, you can be on the board or we'll make you something, but Fritzy, you got to go now.
I don't know the number, like the quantity of that, like the percentage of how many corporations employ that or not. I know that they're talking about the pilot age, because I think pilot age to retire from being a pilot was 65, and I think they're talking about moving it to 67. And some of that is largely because they have a pilot shortage. But, you know, this is a divisive issue because I know people are, it's wrapped up in ageism. And obviously we have two of our leading candidates for president are fairly old. But it just comes back to like, these are people with so much power who refuse to just go retire on a beach and hand over the reins in a country where I think what our average, the average age of the people in this country is 37.
Wow.
Like late 30s, early 40s. And yet we're very comfortable with people who are of not only a generation four, like multiple generations of older than that, being in charge of the country and sometimes being at the will of like, at like, could just fail health-wise at any moment.
The average age in the U.S. is 38.1.
38.1.
Yep.
Which is a lot younger. It's less than half of what Mitch McConnell is.
Yeah.
And so should people, my question to you is, should people in declining health or advanced age be in public positions of extreme power? And I say no. Like, I know that Nancy Pelosi was very good at her job and will go down as probably the most effective, like, Speaker of the House we've ever had. And also, like, you got a lot of money. Go enjoy your right. life.
So many of them. I mean, geez, Chuck Grassley's 92. Strom Thurmond, and this was long before you were born. Strom Thurmond was, I think, almost 100. And he would sleep in the chamber.
Yeah.
And it was, oh, that's just Strom. You know, he's ancient. You're a lawmaker. You're, like you said, you have tremendous responsibility and power. And we just give you a pass because, oh, well, he needs a nap.
And, you know, and then who's actually running the show behind the scenes? And it's like, you guys all have full, like, health care. Like, you are going to be taken care of for the rest of your life. And it's just the, and I don't, is it just ego? But just the inability for some people to let go and move on. And the thought that no one can do it better than I can. Like, that has to be what it is, right?
Well, and I also think, and this applies to the state legislature too, it's a cushy gig, man. Who wants to give that up? It's a great gig.
It's a good... I actually think the cushiest gig is, like, the people who kind of fly under the radar who are in those positions. And, like, which is kind of, I mean, like, as far as, like, I keep getting reelected, but I don't actually have any, like, not ahead of a committee. And so, like, you're not, like, the buck never stops with you. Because ultimately, Mitch McConnell, like, there's still a ton of responsibility there. So it's cushy, but it's not work.
Right. He actually has to do something.
And that's the part to me that is actually scarier. Like, if they had a position where they kept getting reelected and they had to vote on things, but they weren't necessarily, you know, in charge, that's a little different. But
what should
I don't know.
What should the age be? How old is too old?
Well, and I understand that, like I said, there's people age differently. Like some people have early onset dementia way too early, right? Versus people who are very functional into their 80s or even their 90s. And so I think that there is something to be said as far as like, you know, we make older people take their driver's tests. Like we, you know, like there's certain things as far as like, can you prove to do this before we trust you? But obviously that comes back to like the will of the people. And if people keep reelecting them in very simple terms, that is their choice. That is their vote. And I think it's more complicated than that because of the system that we've set up and like the power of incumbency and how much money you need to be able to run. And for people to try to challenge them, they need to be like either independently wealthy or basically stop working.
Yep.
And it's like when you can just keep getting paid and run for reelection, that's a pretty big upper hand to hold. And so, you know, it's not so simple as like, well, they just keep getting reelected. So like, that's obviously what the people want. It's like, well,
not exactly.
Not exactly. No. So, you know, I, and I'm sure more shows are asking the exact same question today, because this was certainly what I saw trending on Twitter, which was people calling once again for the fact that we shouldn't be having like octogenarians running our country. I'm sorry if that sounds ageist, but I agree with that.
I'm old and I agree with you. I do. I don't think it's right. The one thing I will say, and again, I disagree with Mitch McConnell on just about everything under the sun, but I do not wish him ill. I don't wish any of them ill. And for the most part, at least from what I was seeing on my Twitter feed, people were pretty respectful about it.
I agree. As opposed to
when Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked with a hammer in their home and the jokes that were being made about that, which was despicable.
Or also when John Fetterman had his stroke.
Absolutely.
I would agree. I would say most of the things I saw was, you know, I hope he's okay. I saw some people still challenging the fact that he's totally okay taking away healthcare from millions of people, and yet he, no matter what his health issue is, will be taken care of. So there were some people who were like, he's also responsible for the dystopian Gilead nightmare that we're living in, which we're going to get to at the 11 o'clock hour. But the fact of the matter is, I do hope he's okay. It seems like he at least came back and spoke. But anyways, so also in the 11 o'clock hour, specifically at 11:20, we have a week from today, the State Fair will be here. The State Fair starts August 3rd, goes until August 13th. And obviously one of the best things about the State Fair is the fact that there are lots of different foods to try. And we have the list of over 100 different foods that are new this year. And we're going to play a little bit of a game with you for anyone who wants to win free tickets. So we have 25 tickets that we're giving away between now and next Thursday. So we're playing this game every day. And it's a, you know, it's a little categorization of, I'm going to give you three foods and I'm going to give you three categories to put them in. And then that's it. You get to win. You don't have to answer trivia. You just have to make a choice of these three foods. So stick around until 11:20 when we play that game. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. The EAA fly-in is the place to be this week, and we want to be your guide. Here are a few of our favorites for the early part of Thursday, July 27th. If you've ever wondered what it takes to build your own plane, there's a demonstration happening at the Aeroplane Workshop area. You can stop by anytime between 8:30 and 2:30 to check it out for yourself. How cool!
And this is cool, too. Fighting in combat is one thing, but the women pilots who had to fight for their opportunity to fly in combat
That's the focus of a discussion at 10 a.m. You can stop in at Forum Stage 3 to hear their stories.
Okay, and how about some photography tips and tricks, especially if you want to take photos from an airplane? Head over to Forum Stage 1 at 11:30.
Find more events to create your custom schedule at EAA.org. We'll be back later on today with another update from EAA in Oshkosh. Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 90. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 68. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 83. Upper 70s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 84.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And it is that time of the week that we are going to play Three Headlines and a Lie. This is where we have four headlines. Three of them are real. One is faker than, expected prep time for a recipe. But Jane then goes and tries to pick which one she thinks is the lie. And you're getting better at this. Well,
the last couple of weeks have been a little rocky. I wouldn't be too complimentary. But we'll see how I do today.
But as always, you are welcome to play along at home. And like I said, at 11:20, we are going to play a game that you can call in and play to win Wisconsin State Fair tickets. We have 25 to give away between now and next week when the State Fair kicks off. And so if you would like some free tickets today, you can win at 11:20. But we will be playing this game every day until Thursday. All right, Jane, headline number one.
Okay.
Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta actors rally.
Wow.
Bold.
That's is he okay?
I don't know. Real.
Okay.
All right, number two. Change your first name to Subway and you could win free subs for life.
Subway Matinair.
Subway Matinair. Not bad.
Okay.
Number three, Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices.
Beet prices?
Beet. Very good with goat cheese.
How is that related to Barbie?
No idea.
Wow, it's a tough one this week. Okay.
Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Come on, these are all made up.
They are not all made up. Three of them are, in fact, real. So I will go through them again.
All right.
Number one, Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Number two, change your name to Subway and you could win free subs for life. Number three, Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices. Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Okay, they're all so stupid. But I just think that if Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire, I think that would have crossed my newsfeed somewhere. So that's the lie.
Well, you're clearly not reading Huffington Post enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Harrison Ford's stunt double did indeed set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Mike Massa roasted the AMPTP online afterwards, saying he was sick of being burned by studios and producers.
So was he wearing a flame-proof suit?
Let's see. Dozens of workers gathered to support their union, which is currently on strike. Massa stunt coordinator and Harrison Ford's stunt double on Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny closed the demonstration by taking the stage in a flame-licked coat.
Okay.
While holding up a strike sign.
All right.
The professional risk taker ensured the spectacle was safe with special protective materials and a fire crew on site.
All right. All right. So what's left?
All right. So what's left? You got to choose between change your name first name to Subway, and you could win free subs for life. Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices, and Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Oh, this is just a complete stab in the dark. I'm going with the Barbies and beets because I don't understand that correlation at all.
I also don't understand the correlation, and that indeed is the fake one.
Yay! Woot!
Good job, Jade. Barbies and beets. I don't know what the, maybe it's, I haven't seen the movie. I'm seeing the movie on Saturday. So
is there a connection to the movie and beet farming?
I don't know that. All I can think of when I think of beet farming is Dwight Schrute. So, I don't know, but after I see the movie, I will come back. And if there's any beet
references,
okay. I will let you know.
Excellent.
But yeah, if you are interested in free subs for life, now that they have those meat slicers,
it's
not, you know, there's the supposedly better. If you don't like your first name or you just love Subway, now is the time to change it. Subway will reward one person that legally changes their name to Subway with free sandwiches for life between August 1st and August 4th. So you only have 3 days to do this. One person will be randomly selected to receive a check or prepaid card for $750 to reimburse costs associated with name change.
Okay.
And 50,000 worth of Subway gift cards that you may be used to buy Subway food for the rest of the winner's life. Is that enough?
Well, not if you're going to eat once a day on Subway. Wouldn't you do?
I wonder if you can come back and be like, I used all of it, man. Like, you said life.
I'm
like,
still what, alive. What,
like, I'm still here and I want more subs.
Actually, maybe if you have that many subs on a regular basis, you're not going to live that long.
Fair. All right. And then finally, yes, gamers everywhere. I guess they were looking for scratch and sniff controllers because Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller. It's part of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles marketing campaign.
I figured it was just one way to remind your teenager that they need to eat food.
Put
the controller down and actually, doesn't the pizza smell good? Go get some real pizza.
Yeah. It's the world's first ever pizza-scented controller. Oh. And I guess there's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem movie coming. I did not know that.
Well, there's the clamoring has just been so,
you know,
so loud. They had to.
The last one did so well.
Well, yes.
So there you go. Well, you were pretty good. That was a pretty hard one.
It was better than last week's.
All right. Well, tomorrow you get another chance to play another headline quiz. We are actually going to have Maggie Dawn on the show tomorrow
for our civic media
crossover. So we will ask her what she thinks the best, the worst, and the weirdest headlines are from the week. Talk to her about her show's going, which you can listen to Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. And then we will see how she does in our other headline quiz that we do on Fridays. But coming up in the next hour, there is no public service announcement today because Kristen Lierley is traveling. But we have some other reproductive health headlines for you that is going to be pretty infuriating and a little sad, but then we'll move on pretty quickly and have J.R. Radcliffe give us a sports update. So stick around. We have a packed filled hour coming up next. This is As Goes Wisconsin. So I'll settle for one day to believe in you.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.